This is one whopper of a fishtail. It almost doesn't sound real. You're diving off one of the Channel Islands and you come face to face with a giant fish.
The giant in the name really belongs there for a reason. They can grow up to over 7 feet long and weigh well over 500 pounds. This is a big fish.
You see Santa Barbara researcher Francis Joyce is talking about the embattled giant sea bass. The massive fish can live as long as many humans to around 70 years old.
It's interesting as a researcher to study a species that is so iconic, yet that we know so little about. And that's because they historically have been so rare since the population collapsed from overfishing. What we do know is that they are apex predators in kelp forest ecosystems, and they'll basically eat whatever fits in their mouth. They'd be very happy eating lobsters, small sharks, and rays, basically anything that will fit in its mouth.
Joyce is with UCSB's Benioff Ocean Initiative. He and researcher Anna Guerra are doing a pair of giant sea bass studies trying to get a handle on the size of the population as well as the economic value of the massive fish. The population study uses computer imaging technology.
We're using computer vision algorithms that were actually developed in a completely different context for identifying constellations in images taken by the Hubble Space Telescope. But the fundamental principle is the same, which is comparing patterns of points on a plane. In our case, rather than looking at stars in the sky, what the algorithm is looking at is spots on the side of a fish.
Joyce says they're pairing the technology with photos taken by recreational divers.
It's kind of like leopards or other African cats where in development, as these animals are developing, they develop a kind of random but unique spot pattern. Sometimes you can't see them. Sometimes it's a little too dark or too light, but the spots are still there. And we realize that they don't change over time, which means that if you see it on a given day and then see it again 6 years later, you can still identify it.
The researcher says the hope is they may solve some of the mysteries surrounding the giant sea bass, like their migration paths.
They come back, as far as we can tell, at least some of them come back to the same spot summer after summer. We don't know exactly how much they're moving around or where they go in the winter months when they don't disappear completely, but we see them a lot less.
Joyce says we still don't have a good handle on the size of the population.
How many of these fish are there? Scientists use techniques called mark recapture studies, where looking at basically rates of re-sighting of known individuals, you can extrapolate to the total population. And what we're seeing, we've identified a couple hundred fish already, but the rate at which we're identifying new individuals hasn't slowed down. So we've got a ways to go to count the whole population.
Meanwhile, researcher Anna Guerra is looking at the economic value of the fish.
We did a study on looking at how the value of this fish compares between its value to commercial fishers and its value to recreational divers who enjoy interacting with the fish and photographing it.
Guerra says there's a moratorium on fishing for giant sea bass, although there's a few spots where commercial fishermen can keep them if they accidentally catch one. The researcher believes they're much more valuable as tourist attractions.
It's like big disconnect between, like, it's a very small price compared to the actual value to the recreational divers who just love seeing this predator in the kelp forest. I mean, it's the equivalent of going to Yellowstone seeing a bison is what seeing a giant sea bass is in the kelp forest. And its value to these recreational divers is about $2.3 million per year. So it's a big difference there, $12,600 to $2.3 million.
The two researchers will be talking about their studies Thursday night in a lecture at the Channel Islands National Park Visitor Center at Ventura Harbor. The 7 p.m. event is free and open to the public. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.